Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus the Christ is alive. This is Wonder and Reality. Lord, we welcome you. Thank you for everything, Jesus. I believe with those listening for their needs also that you will reveal your glory to them. And Lord, we want to sit back and watch and experience the wonderful, glorious, mighty, awesome things that you will accomplish in our lives today. Thank you for everything. In the wonderful name of Jesus, I also pray for Israel and for the peace of Jerusalem, the peace of Israel. Send out laborers, Lord, to the Middle East as you already are doing. Amen. Amen. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Man was born to fellowship with God. That's my main topic this week. Do you realize that the presence of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, is the most wonderful, most beautiful presence in the universe? And that's the glory of the Lord. That's the Lord Himself. His glory, His majesty, His beauty, everything about Him is beyond human description, beyond words, beyond. When someone meets Him, they will instantly realize, this is what I was created to do, is to know Him, and He offers fellowship. This is a wonderful example of His love and of His nature, that He offers this intimacy with a person, any person in the world. I want to keep speaking about this, proclaiming it, and getting to the heart of what it's all about, which is the answer is, of course, the presence of Jesus, and He's God Almighty. The Holy Spirit is God. Jesus is God. Amen. This series could last forever and will last forever for anyone who makes it to heaven. Anyone who finds Him in this way will be clear results. They will have a passion for Jesus Christ, a passion for the things of God. They will automatically, they won't even have to try. How do we find Him in this way? And it's all so simple and common sense. It's seeking Him with our whole heart. You shall seek me, you shall find me when you search for me with all your heart. And Jesus revealed the first commandment, love the Lord your God with everything you have. And I just want to keep focusing on the glory of the Lord, the presence of Jesus Christ beyond words. Jesus gets more and more wonderful, more and more glorious as we go along with Him. There's a deep truth there and revelation there. The ultimate destination, you might say, for everyone who knows Jesus Christ is fellowship with Him. Do you understand that? Every person who makes it to heaven will fellowship with Jesus forever. Forever. He offers that while we're on the earth. That's the secret that's no longer a secret. That's for 4,000 years, God moved upon individuals and upon people, but had not revealed Himself yet as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. 2,000 years ago, He sent His Son to the earth. Okay, now, this is so glorious that all of these are mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. That's what Jesus called them. That's an important topic, and that's an eternal topic. Just that topic could last forever. The mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. He said that early in his ministry to his disciples in that famous portion. It's just everything. When we meet Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit, and again, remember, it's simple. It's very simple. Everything in our most holy faith becomes glorious and wonderful and just so awesome. And okay, so let me go back to this. I've been touching on this recently. As we, Jesus gets more and more wonderful and glorious and awesome and incredible as we go along with Him, as we go deeper with Him, as we go into the phases with Him. How does that happen? The Holy Spirit is the great revealer of Jesus Christ. And I've been saying this in different ways. Knowing God, the only true God, the great and awesome God, it's an eternal revelation of Him, right? Jesus spoke about how He is the only true God, His Father, greater than all, greater than, you know, fear. He said to fear Him. But knowing Him is also an eternal revelation of Jesus Christ. And everything in the Bible reveals Jesus Christ. It's really amazing. But here's what's so wonderful. Someone doesn't have to have a Bible. They just go directly to Him and they can meet Him. And that's true salvation. And that's how we know Him, is going directly to Him. It's the greatest privilege. And that's one of the reasons I believe, you know, most people in the world do not even understand the glory of the Lord and the presence. They don't even understand it. Most believers don't. They just don't. I don't want to get into that too much, but my point is, we've done everything else except go to Him. We've done everything else. Most Christians, bless their hearts, they're Christians, Catholics, glory to God, that they're saved. Amen. These are examples. They're in religion. They're approaching it, trying to go to the Bible to find, you know, all their emphasis is on the Bible and the Word of God, which is a great thing. But this is a relationship. A woman of God, great woman of God, said our greatest sin is if we ignore Him. The Holy Spirit, who is God Almighty, who is Jesus Christ. But there are many examples I could give about that. My point is, I've been saying this, what a tragedy that most people don't even get saved, but also most people don't understand the glory of the Lord. Most Christians. And they will, I mean, it's very frustrating, and it bugs me that there's two sides of the Protestant church. There's the evangelical side and the charismatic side. If you look at the overall picture, 80 to 90% of people in the Protestant Christian faith, not Catholics, are in the evangelical side. Okay? That's all the mainline denominations around the world. Okay? And many of them criticize the charismatic side. I've heard them say this. I've heard, you know, why do we do this? This is ridiculous. And really, well, someone may say, well, you're criticizing them by saying that they're in dead religion. Many of those are in dead religion, but they're just in the born again phase, and they haven't been born of the Holy Spirit. That's all it is. It's their decision whether or not they go deeper into being born of the Spirit. That's so important. When Jesus revealed the four phases, that's eternally important. And it leads to what I'm saying. For someone to understand the glory of the Lord, it's so simple. Just go deeper with Jesus and seek Him till you find Him. And when someone does, they'll be born of the Holy Spirit. And then they'll realize, wow, This is the answer. It's knowing the Holy Spirit. And then they have the opportunity to go into the third phase, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But why do I say this? And if you've listened to these messages, I've spoken about this a lot. Well, we should speak about it more and more. If Jesus revealed it, how important it is. And that's how someone can experience His glory, and then there's that opportunity to fellowship with Him. That's the to think that God would offer to fellowship with a person. That's truly incredible. And I've been realizing also, as in the previous series about the person of the Holy Spirit, when we do certain things, we grieve Him. For example, if we're... Let's get to the positive side. Let's just go directly to Him. Amen. Let's let our words be few. Let's focus on just what Jesus said to do. Love Him with all we have. And incredible things will happen, and wonderful things. That's so wonderful. You know, okay, back to the topic I was saying. Jesus gets more and more wonderful. Here's an example. This is, I don't, as you know, I never want to focus on, well, on our ministry, but if you've seen our list, we have this wonderful list of the things Jesus does. And remember, we could substitute, but Jesus is the full revelation of God. The Father God is doing all these things. Jesus is the one doing them, and the Holy Spirit manifests them. So Jesus loves, saves, and infinitely more, right? We've added to the list just in the last day. I mean, it goes on and on and on. We could, there's this list. It's not a list. It's the totality of God's nature revealed. He's revealed Himself in Jesus Christ. Amen. And Jesus listens. Of course, He listens. He grants. That's in the book of Revelation. In those wonderful promises to the overcomers. Jesus says, I will grant to sit with Me. So there's a... It just goes on and on. Jesus honors. That one has been added to the list. Now, it's all conditional about whether or not a person can receive these, but Jesus said, if anyone serves Me, him, My Father, will honor. I mean, that's just incredible. We should probably change it to, the Father honors, and what we would need to add, those who serve Jesus. So it's just so wonderful. Now, the greatest thing, though, is His presence and glory. And that's the answer. That's the key. It's just so glorious. So, to the most valuable entity in the universe. That's not even giving it Him. Just He's the only one. So, in Him is everything. Outside of Him is nothing. Outside of Jesus Christ. Let me add this, something wonderful. The Holy Spirit will reveal to us that Jesus Christ and the Father are one. So our views, you know, we have often very different views of God, the only true God and Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit will reveal to us and allow our views to get closer and closer together of them until they are really the same. And that's an eternal revelation that Jesus Christ is the Lord God Almighty. Amen. I want to take a short time out and just mention our ministry. We have created websites in the last 2 weeks. We've had numerous websites for some time now, but in the last 2 weeks we've created a number of them. They're on our homepage of wondereality.org. Please visit them. Please tell people. But in the last day, we checked some of the stats, not all of them, and there's been visitors from more than 25 nations around the world, from, you know, Europe, the Far East, from, let me just list some of them. It's exciting. And Lord, I pray for those visiting the sites. Bless them, reveal to them your glory, and reveal yourself to them in the wonderful name of Jesus. Let me list some of them. Australia, Ukraine, Norway, India, China, several from China, Ankara, Turkey, Bucharest, Romania, Germany, Toronto, Montreal, the main cities in the U.S., Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, Seattle, Brazil, moving back to, okay, Kuwait. I believe that's the Arabiyad, Kuwait, Hong Kong, in Europe, Italy, Germany, Empoli, Italy, Bonn, Germany, Norway, Prague, Czechoslovakia, Pune, India, Zelengrad, Russia, Seoul, South Korea, Russia, Stockholm, Sweden, Munich, Spain, Munich, Germany, Spain, Moscow. So, why am I saying this? Well, we believe with anyone listening to this podcast, that the Lord will reveal himself to you. And that you will, if you haven't been born of the Spirit or received the baptism, you will, you know, and that you'll catch the Spirit, and then you have the greatest thing a human being could ever do. And every step along the way becomes the greatest thing that a human being could ever do. It's beyond words, really. That those listening, that those visiting the sites, that we're believing that the Lord will reveal himself and his glory to them, and that they will catch the Spirit and go. Two things: that their personal life will be fully blessed. Amen. That's what Jesus offers. He offers everything a human being was ever created for and created to do. He offers true fulfillment. He offers eternal, everlasting life. The Zoe life, the divine nature, the great, which is what humans were created to do. And contained within that, he offers happiness, joy, fullness of joy, perfect peace. All the wonderful things, you know, harmony, eternal purpose. He puts everything in the right order. Everything becomes all those things that we were in love with. He takes them, makes them better, or he gets rid of the things that were not beneficial to us. Everything good comes from him, from the Father of lights. Everything good, everything perfect. And the greatest thing, his presence. And then also, that's how we can do ministry, is the presence of Jesus, that he does the ministry. We just furnish the vessel. He does the ministry through us. Amen. Amen. And there is unlimited potential. I remember a great man of God giving a message about this. Unlimited potential. When we have the presence of Jesus, the power of God, can... what do I mean by that? Jesus said, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he shall do also. He shall do even greater things than these. We can proclaim salvation. People can get saved. Amen. People can get... And again, miracles, healings, signs and wonders, the gifts of the Holy Spirit can flow and people can get healed. People who have no hope. There's no other option for them to be healed. Jesus can heal them. So I want to focus more on, start to focus on that. How do we receive that? Go directly to Jesus. He's the healer. When we find Jesus in His presence, He automatically, all those things in that list, Jesus does those things. So He heals in physically and emotionally and mentally, and He heals of our past. He heals in spirit, soul, and body. You know, fully, let's not limit the Almighty God. He delivers, He redeems, He sets free. Jesus even said, if you abide in My word, My word's abide in you, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And then He just a little later, if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Amen. When we read Jesus' words, even in the natural, someone can will realize, if they really read them, that His promises are super, of course, He is super, super positive, and His promises are abundant and bountiful and really, really awesome promises. And by the way, we've found more than 300 of His promises just in the Gospels. There's likely many more. And remember, it's even wrong to say 300 promises, because every individual promise is eternal and glorious and beyond our human comprehension, but the Holy Spirit can reveal them. So let's not limit God. That could be a theme. Let's let God be God. Let's let Jesus be Jesus. Amen. Let's not limit Him. Reinhard Bonnke said, with God is only increase. And His ministry and life was an example of that. Absolutely. But back to so even in the natural, but someone does not have to be born of the Spirit to realize Jesus' promises are so awesome. Here are some examples. I just gave one about setting free. He said also, just some examples. He said, anyone who leaves family and houses and so forth for My sake shall not fail to receive 100-fold in this life and in the life to come. 100-fold. That's the exponential return. Okay? He said, I have come that they might have life and have it to in abundance to the full till it overflows. We could look at His very first main teaching, the Beatitudes. 9 times that He said, blessed, which means happy, rich, favored, fortunate. And every one of the individual promises, I believe that we've targeted 8. Every one of them is truly awesome and beyond comprehension. Even the first one, the kingdom of heaven. He offers someone to store up treasures in heaven where they last forever. There's an example of how humans miss it, don't we? I mean, Jesus is offering these things. Let's look at the big picture. He's offering Himself to every person in the world. God Almighty, Jesus Christ, offering Himself, and most people say no. 70% of the world chooses self, and that's putting it mildly. How can someone say no to Jesus Christ? How can someone say no to God? I tried to put that into words yesterday. I'll try to touch on that later this week. But back to what I was saying, these examples of his, of just incredible promises. Jesus said to his disciples, to you has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. The mysteries, to think that, you know, God Almighty offering to a person to reveal the secrets of the universe and the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven and offering. Okay, now let's look. Eternal life, life everlasting. That's that's what Jesus offers. That's his, probably his main topic and subject was the kingdom. And then the second most frequent topic he spoke about was faith, if you look at the stats. But the kingdom of heaven, within that, you know, he spoke often about eternal life, life everlasting, the Zoe life, the that's the Greek word for life, the divine nature. I'm not even mentioning when he apologized for my throat. When he spoke about fullness of joy, he said, "Peace I give to you, my peace I give to you. These things I've spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, that your joy may be full." Okay, then there's just so much in this subject in the book of Revelation. I believe it's chapters 2 and 3. We've identified the 18, I mean, it was, forget what we've identified, 18 incredible, glorious promises to the overcomers. That's that, just every one of them is just truly awesome. I'll try to finish. God Almighty offers himself fully to every person through his Son, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. And everything in our most holy faith, it's up to us how we respond. I mean, I'm saying this in love. There's no, with Jesus, it's, there is love and faith and hope and full, everything's so wonderful. He forgets our past. We all stumble and fall. We all have missed, we all fall short, right? But he's merciful. God is merciful. He's faithful. We just come to him and we can start over every day. His mercies are new. And there's that potential of experiencing his presence, his glory. Amen, amen. And thank you for listening. I'm very excited about this week's messages. Today is Memorial Day in the United States, and I want to just read something from Exodus. This is about Exodus 12, verse 14. It says, "So this day shall be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance." So, you know, this is about the Passover, and today, every day we can celebrate Jesus, our Passover, who died for us, rose again, ascended to heaven. Jesus is alive. This is our, what an awesome gospel. And we see, you know, I just thought, you know, Memorial Day. Well, the greatest memorial. Memorial, definition of memorial, something, especially a structure established to remind people of a person or event. Well, now God is so awesome, we have something even greater. Jesus, the Holy Spirit within us. We are temples of the Holy Spirit. And now we are a living memorial, you might say. We are a living epistle. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. Glory to God forever and ever. Please do email us at hello@wonderreality.org. Thank you for listening, and Blessings.